And I remember, so after exams, some people play football, some just gist. What else? You know, you are just waiting for results. Yeah. So some people just come and say mathematics is out or physics is out, and then everybody rushes to their class, and then the class captain is calling. Is that how it is? You went to my secondary school. That's the class captain is the one that will be handing your papers. Yeah. And then you will be saying, don't let people see my name. While some people are just saying, they're just there. So I remember there was a time that I used to be part of the chapel. I used to teach in the chapel sometimes. So, and I remember we were in the chapel after exams, so just chilling. And someone came and said, leave the chapel. And that was my zone. So if he's asking to leave the chapel, I'm asking, I said, whose voice is that? Who is that? That was the principal. Our principal was a female, Mrs. J. O. Kumade. Am I right? Okay. You met her there too. Aha. It was there for long. It was there before me, like 5 years before I was there, and many years after I left. So, I didn't know it was her voice. I've probably spoken to her once or twice. I was not one of the high-flying students that get to talk to the principal every day, you know. My own is to sit in the chapel and preach. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness. So, I said, who is that talking? And she said, show yourself. That bold boy, show yourself. So, as I show yourself, I reconcile the voice. Window. Amen. So, you meet yourself in junctions like that and you ask yourself, whose voice is that? Sometimes, because we're careful, we are being extraordinarily careful to know that this is actually God talking. Matthew Gospel 1:1. Hi there. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And I've always thought, you said, this is almost like a repeat of Genesis chapter 5 verse 1, where it said, in the day that God created the heaven and the earth, the book of Adam, in Genesis chapter 5 verse 1, this is the book of generation of Adam, this is that God created heaven and the earth. And it almost appears like Matthew took it from there and presents to you a new reality, which is not new. It's not new in the sense that it starts the gospel of Jesus, according to Matthew, and it says, in that gospel you will see David. And in the gospel of Christ, you're going to see Abraham. Meaning that what we call the New Testament is not as new as we think. It's a convenient theology. It's a convenient theology to think that there's something called Old Testament separate and New Testament separate. You'll be running into a lot of errors that way. No. He says, the book of Matthew, everything you're going to see there, which is the book of Jesus, you will see the seed of David. You also see that is the seed of Abraham. So there's a unity of the scripture that we cannot ignore. There's a unity of the Bible that we cannot ignore. Christ is the seed of David. So if you are thinking that I'm going to teach David separately, I'm going to teach Jesus separately, you're already wrong. Because Christ is the seed of David. The seed of David, the seed of Abraham. So in the experiences of those people, you will find the motions of the Christ. In the experiences of David, in the experiences of Abraham, you will find the motion. So we must not cherry pick. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. We must not cherry pick different topics and say with different times. For example, when people want to teach forgiveness of sin, where would they turn to? Epistles. Abi? Huh? The Pauline scriptures. Your sins are forgiven. You know, forgive others, even as Christ Jesus has forgiven you. So because it's easy. It's easy to say, I'm seeing forgiveness of sin in the epistles. But forgiveness of sin was also taught by the prophets. It wasn't like David's sins were not forgiven. Amen. In fact, in Micah 7 verse 19, Micah says, what God will do is that he will forgive our iniquities. Let's look at Micah 7 together. Micah 7. Just a couple of pages away from Matthew. So, imagine I want to teach forgiveness of sin, so I conveniently just quickly run to Ephesians. In whom we have forgiveness of sin. Redemption through his blood. It's easy! But, the prophet also taught it. Micah 7, verse 16 says, the nations shall see and be confounded at all their might, and they shall lay their hands upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They will move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and they shall fear because of thee. Can we read verse 18 and 19 together? Who is a God like unto you, that pardons iniquity, and passes by the transgression of the remnants of his heritage? He retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and he will cast all their sins. Now, this is forgiveness of sin. Micah is boldly telling you that God forgives. So we cannot separate Old Testament and New Testament. No. There is a unity of the scripture that puts Christ as the son of David. He's the son of David, the son of Abraham. Are we together tonight? In fact, the more convenient one is, whenever you want to teach that God is good, you are kind, then you go to the epistles. God forgives. God is not angry. Why? Because Jesus, James and John said, call down fire. And Jesus said, no, I'm not going to call down fire. See, this is God. He's not like that Old Testament God. What's Old Testament God? He's the same God. There's a unity of the scriptures we cannot ignore again. Is it not the same God who fed a rebellious nation for 40 years? He healed their sick, he raised their dead. The same God. In fact, that same God, that one God that you're abusing, the entire Psalm 136. Okay, let's go to Psalm 136. So, there's a reason why I'm emphasizing this. Because that unity of the scripture, we'll see it very well this year. We've not explored it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his message and just forever. I thought this is the God that is angry. This is the one that is cruel, that everybody fears, that, you know, Jagaban. No, sorry, I don't know how to put it now. It's not a Freudian slip. I don't mean to say Jagaban, like, Jagaban is a nickname, I'm not referring to anybody, right? So, you're not looking at someone that everybody fears and all of that. Not everybody fears Jagaban, really. Some of you did not vote. So, it's not like it's feared like that. Or I just use that word, because it looks like a word like someone, like Jakumo. So everybody fears the person. But look at the same God I say everybody fears. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, God of gods, Elohim of Elohim, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone that doth great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him by the wisdom made the heavens, his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great light, for his mercy is forever. The sun to rule by the day, his mercy is forever. The moon and the stars to rule by the night, for his mercy is forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, his mercy is forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy is forever. With the strong hand and with his outstretched hand, for his mercy is forever. To him that divides the sea into parts, his mercy is forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. Now, you will almost be a blind man that will need healing, not to see that his mercy endures forever. He kept saying it, that this God is mercy endures forever. So, it's a convenient theology where you just run and say, to teach the goodness of God and the mercy of God, I'll go to the epistles. No, there's a unity of the scriptures. We are obliged to teach from Genesis to Revelation, regardless of the topic. What people do is that when they want to teach goodness of God, we run to Matthew to Revelation. They want to teach how God can kill and can destroy at any given time. Then we go to Egypt. Egypt is even better. Go to Numbers. Oh, how God is a God of blessing. We just quickly look at Jesus. Then how he can curse. Deuteronomy 28. That is not how to teach. So we don't also run to places because of the topic. Then when you want to teach tight, the same New Testament you have been running to, because you don't find it there. Paul did not mention it even as a joke. He said, I was just joking, I didn't mean what I was saying. Paul did not mention tithing once. Jesus mentioned it and mentioned it as something that just mentioned it on the side. Said, you are ignoring weightier matters like mercy and forgiveness, and you are going over tithes. So that was not even a wordy mention. You look at it from the entire Matthew to Revelation, nobody gives a hoot about it. Then where do you go to? Today I want to teach you about the devourer. You know, there's a devourer in Mortal Kombat. That's what some people use to fight. But we defeated the devourer. Amen. I remember. I don't find Missy. Sister Sonia. She was playing Mortal Kombat in my house. And Sam Missy said, "Sister, fight! Sister, fight!" Someone is fighting. He says, "Sister." You know? Alright, so when I was attacking, you go to the devourer. I say, the devourer, we eat the locust, the canker ones. Why did you not go to Matthew? Are you not canker worms? Why did you not go? So, you cannot afford, listen again, if you are going to pick a topic like tithing, you must teach it in the entire scriptures. You are going to pick forgiveness, you must teach it in the entire scriptures. You are going to pick baptism, you must teach it in the entire scriptures. If you are going to teach the leading of the Spirit of God, you must teach it in the entire scriptures. Is it making sense now where we're coming from? Yeah. So, we cannot conveniently say, oh, the way God leads, He leads us in the New Testament. In the Old, He really did not lead them. No. He leads us now and forever. Amen. Amen. So, the servant of God must be apt to teach. That's what Paul told Timothy. The bishop must be apt to teach. Apt to teach is not just the eagerness to teach. It is the knowledge of what you are teaching. It's not just the eagerness of teaching. You know, I have to teach. No, I'm just eager to teach. I want to teach it. I want to teach how God leads us by Spirit. No, it's not just the eagerness. It's also the knowledge of what you are teaching. So we're looking at whose voice is this? Whose voice is this? How does God lead us and how to recognize the voice of God in today's world? And we must look at it in all of scriptures. So we're looking at the leading of God. Amen. Here tonight? You are sleeping. Shout hallelujah. Okay, no one. I went to teach somewhere. So I said, if you're sleeping, shout hallelujah. And one man jumped up. Hallelujah. It was so awkward. So I just said, it's the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's not. He was sleeping. Because I said it very loud and clear. Right, so we're looking at the leading of the Spirit. Because if a man is not led, he can result in wastage. Not just wastage. It can lead to error. Not just error. It can lead to misery. And sometimes, nothing happens. That nothing that happened will happen later. Because God is still going to ask you, who told you that? Remember, He asked Adam. Adam said, we eat, when we heard your voice, we eat ourselves for we are naked. And God's voice was what? Who told you? He shows you the kind of questions God is going to ask every man. Who told you that you were naked? Look at me. Amen. So we said, if you're not led, it can lead to what? Wastage, error, or misery. Sometimes we're led by instructions. I remember when I was in SS2, something happened. Now, when I was in SS2, the memories of my secondary school is quite more vivid than even the university. The university was awesome. You just wanted to finish. Amen. Just wanted to get away from that place. You know, every day was takpa. I remember many days I had to move by God's leading. Amen. To find food. When I say by God's leading, that means you know which room to go to. If you're on campus, you know what I'm talking about. At times you just go to a room. Amen. Yeah, be careful of how you stay in services. When you find yourself just looking around, something is wrong. Hallelujah. You're talking about the voice of God and you're hearing it and you're looking around. Don't make that a template. When you're being taught the leading of the Spirit, it's almost the time where you should listen 100%. Because how you behave at that time can create a template of how you listen to God. I don't know how to explain beyond what I just said now. Alright. There are things that, there are teachings when you're listening to, you just stay put. Because you're creating a template. You're creating a pattern. Is that clear? Alright. Where are we? So I said, memories of the sermon is still very big. So on SS2, this one I cannot forget because the teacher, now our exams, especially the third term exams, don't get set by our teachers. It gets set by the Ministry of Education. You are aware, right? Yeah, so those are good schools, right? So our teachers don't even know the questions coming out. They are as surprised as we are. when they're asking the questions. So they just teach us with the curriculum, and then the exams just pop up. And then at the end of the exam, the teacher is even looking at the questions and say, ah, close on set telephone. Ah, you know, it's always very fun. But the second time exam, I was in SS2. And our teacher intentionally, he had been mentioning the chemistry teacher, Mr. Lufoye. I can't forget. He's short, he's dark. One of my favorites. So he has been mentioning instructions. So every time we go to the lab, you mention that you follow instructions and all that. So in the exam, you know what he did? Normally, they say, in your theory, they say, answer question number one and three others. Right? Or question number one and two others. Then he said, do not answer question number one. Answer three others. You know, almost the entire class answered question number one and three others. So for everybody to answer question number one, instead of giving them marks, he deducted their marks from the three others that they had answered. So when we were done with the exam, I saw it. I was glad. I didn't even know number one, thank God. So as I told my friend, Leia is lecturing now in UK. And I said, I have not seen this kind of exam before. They say, don't answer number one. He said, don't answer like how. He probably listens to this teaching. He listens to our teachings. He said, don't answer like how. I said, see it now. Do not answer question number one. That was where he spent most of his time. Waste. Sometimes he wasted years when we are not led. Look at the example of Jacob. I told you last week. God said, go collect food. When you go to Egypt, God's instruction to your great-grandfather, to your grandfather, Abraham, was don't go to Egypt. God's instruction to Isaac, his father, don't go to Egypt. God's instruction to him, don't go to Egypt. Now, there was famine, he went to Egypt. Collect food and go. But what ought to be a visit for Jacob? Jacob stayed. And that singular error cost Israel 400 years of slavery. Sometimes we don't know the extent of our disobedience. What some people ought to have achieved in God, in Christ, for his church, in his plan. What they ought to have achieved in 2 years. Sometimes it will take 12, sometimes 22, sometimes 80. Because of disobedience. Because of refusal to heed simple instructions. If you get a drug from a pharmacy, what are the first things you ought to ask? Prescription. Meaning, how often do I use this? When and when do I? You know what I'm saying? There's pharmacy. Pharmacy. They told him that use three before you wake up. How do I use three drugs? How do I use three pills before I wake up? After you sleep, I will be asleep. You know? Imagine you have someone who went to get a drug that is meant to use one in a day. But because you are so used to that paracetamol, acetaminophen, and then you say, normal paracetamol, I will use two for adults. Have you? I'm not doing chemistry, I'm not doing kineo. You know, the pastor has given, that's the religion of the spirit. Two paracetamol, lay calm. So say it's like paracetamol. Okay, it resembles paracetamol. So what am I going to do? I'm going to use two in the morning and two at night. For a drug that you're going to use one in 72 hours. Sorry, those of you that went to medical school, explain to me the effects. In fact, it's not just effect, the defects that will happen. For a drug that you meant to use one in 72 hours, and the person used, that's two, that's four. Four times three, 12. Instead of 1 in 72 hours, 12 in 72 hours. We are looking at accident and emergency. Amen. Amen. We are looking at emergency care. We are looking at the state of the kidney. Hallelujah. Why? Instructions. Sometimes we say, I have seen this before. It looks like paracetamol. God has taken me through this thing before. I have seen this kind of situation before. This is what I ought to do. Calm. What is the instruction? Because if we are not led, may you not spend your life in misery. Amen. We said instructions
abiding. The leading of the Spirit of God is not just so that you don't suffer casualty. Listen very well. It's not just so that you don't suffer casualty. Much more. So that you obey God. So that you are certain that you are obeying God. The truth is that man has his own wisdom. And it's different from God's own. We looked at that last week, right? Where, in Jeremiah 17:9, Isaiah 55, my ways are different from your ways, my thoughts from your thoughts. Of course, I told you that the context of that is what? A man not born again, a wicked man. So God said, my ways are different from your ways, my thoughts from thoughts, as the heaven is far from the earth. So is my way from your way and my thoughts from your thoughts. And it shows you that man has his own wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of God. And so you must be careful what you call wisdom. You know, some people are too smart for God to handle. Too smart. Paul calls it, he said, the foolishness of God. So that foolishness of God is in that man's mind though. We think we are too educated, we are too literate, we are too learned for me to be asking God about this one. No. And it's my prayer that you walk by the leading of God's Spirit. Yes. It's precise to you, it's accurate to you. You know it. You walk by it. You walk in it. In the name of Jesus. You don't miss way. You don't miss way. In the name of Jesus. You are led every day, every time. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's start looking at the leading of God's Spirit. Not just so we don't suffer casualties, but so that we obey God, which is better, which is higher. Amen. Are you with me? So we said, God talks to everyone. We have said that one. He is called the Word of God. He said, God speaks to everyone. I said, how about the unbeliever? There's something. Calm down. What teaching was that? Where I said, even if a Babala will pray for you, say amen. What teaching was that? You remember when I said that? When someone means well, it's not like the person means you bad. Someone saying, you will prosper, my child. I'm saying, it's not my pastor. It's not my, I reject it. You don't want to prosper. Go in good health. Your health will be sound. And what is unbelievers? Shut up. Shut up. You lack common sense. God speaks to every man. Acts 17. Acts 17. Verse 26. He said, God has made of one blood all the nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. God made every nation to dwell on the face of the earth. Meaning he could have done something else. We don't know. And he has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek after the Lord. Now, I told you the bounds of your habitation, meaning that the reason why is very well. You cannot fly. God is the one that determined it. We looked at someone recently, Ebenezer. You see Ebenezer? That's why we look at this teaching, this scripture. Where I said, the reason why you get tired when you walk too much. You know, there are people that walk and they don't get tired. Not because of Isaiah. They're just masters in trekking. I used to be like that. I still trek a lot. A lot. I've walked the entire third mainland. I've walked from here to Igwefon before. You know Igwefon? After Lekki to Chevron side. It's a prayer walk. You know I don't have money. Pastor, it's sorrow. Everyone help you. Calm down. It was a prayer walk. I've walked to almost Ikorodu before from here. I've walked challenge to Iwo Road. Go and come. If you know what I'm talking about, you just be shaking your head right now. So I walk. Bless those who walk, nothing because they're not me. I walk a lot. Where all led us to walking? Alright, so the reason why you walk and you get tired, God determined that. He says he has determined the bounds of the habitation. God is the reason why you need help in some places. Say, I just don't know why, if I speak in tongues, then my spirit is building. Why can't I just build like an edifice and I'll be able to just... go 40 days without food and I will not get hungry. If you go 2 days, Eva, men and brethren, 90% of people sitting down here looking at me. If you go 1 day, what's 1 day? If that 4 o'clock has not jammed, want to break fast by 4, 3 o'clock, within Ram Amala. So let me put, I know you're fasting, so it's just, I'm preparing. As God told you that you will not even extend your own to 6. So say, Pastor, don't go there. Don't go there. I've been doing this thing, easily since so. We have been doing this thing, 4, 4, 4, and 4, and jail. 4, agreement, agreement. We agreed. You're already buying Boku. Bro, David, you know, he works with me, so I know. 3:30. He's already doing issue like this. Sorry that I'm exposing him. Sorry. He's my guy. He cannot do anything to me. I don't fear him. I fear some people, but I don't fear him. Amen. I will never fear him in Jesus' name. Amen. When your pastor fears you, that's a problem. But there's nobody here I fear, actually. If I fear you, I will have given you a letter to go to another church. I will beg you to go. God is the one that made you. That when you have not eaten, your eyes are just red. Open, cram everybody. Says concentration. He run me. He can't run. He need concentration. He can't run. He consecration. Amen. God determines that you get hungry. He determines that you get thirsty. That's not an excuse for those who take Coke too much. Coca-Cola. Russia and Coke. Russia and Coke. He still took today. Not during the fast. Me too, I took. After the fast. He forced me to take. Hallelujah. God is the one that makes you thirsty. He determines the boundary. And it's not for believers. Every creation. Now look at the next verse. Can we read the next verse together? That's 18. Eve appealing. Is that 18 or 19? Ask, come on. 20 what? Okay, so we're in chapter 17. Verse 28 now. Alright, read out. No. Verse 27. If happily they might feel after him and find him. Wait. So he, though he's what? Say it again. Though he what? He's not far from believers in Christ. He's not far from every one of us. Say every one of us. God is so far. He's near. He's near to the unbeliever. He's near to the believer. He's talking. So, it is a misconception to think that God doesn't talk to everybody. And that's much more why the believer ought to be so sure that God is talking to you. If he's talking to every man, how much more in his temple? How much more in his garden, which was where we were last week? He's talking. Say he's talking. Say he's talking to me. Oh, you don't believe that. Say he's talking to me. He talks to everybody. The wise men that came from the east when Jesus was born, were they born again? I don't think so. If they were, I don't think they would go to Herod in the first place. Because they would also be fearing Herod. Meaning that they and Herod were probably on the same side. Just we came to do you good. We heard that your country now has something. We came to just pay a visit. They felt they are doing Herod a favor. Yet, God spoke to them. When you are going back, don't go back to Herod. Did they know there was God? Yes. Did they go back to Herod? No. So, can God talk to someone who is not even born again? Was Cain born again? John described Cain. He said, who was of what? The wicked one. He shows you Cain's origin. So, was Cain born again? Did God speak to Cain? Did Cain talk back? Did God talk back again? Did they have conversation? God can talk to anybody. Where is your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? That's Cain. If you have done well, won't you be accepted? Why is your countenance falling? Sin lies at your door. He's waiting. He's knocking. He said, because of what you have done, your brother's blood is crying out from the ground. You'll be a vagabond. And say, don't curse me. The nation of they will now kill me. And God said, no, don't worry. I'll put my sign upon you. You are talking. So if God can talk to Cain, God can talk to me. How about that? I'm born of his spirit. So God can speak to me. So we said, God speaks to everyone. Look at Paul. Acts chapter 9. You learn something? I said this last week and I'm still saying it again. These same things. Because I know some people have forgotten. So we keep saying it.
Philippians 3, Paul says, to say the same things to is not grievous for me, but it is gain to you. It's profitable for you. Philippians 3, 1. It's not grievous for me. Amen. Learn to repeat the same thing. Repetition is the life of truth. Amen. You keep saying it. You keep saying it. Sometimes you stand in front of a mirror and you tell yourself, God is speaking to me. I can hear the voice of God. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not all alone. My ears are listening ears for what God has to say. I'm not confused. I'm not hopeless. I'm not helpless. I'm not gasping for help. You learn to repeat the same things to yourself. I'm not gasping for help. I'm not gasping for hope. My life is full of hope. Full of God's direction. I know what to do per time. I know when to do it. I know how to do it. I am led by the Spirit of God. All my decisions, they are colored by the Spirit of God. I'm not just smart in my own head. You know, if I just, if I take this course, and I take this course, I just take this one, and I just do this one, I just do it. No, I'm not smart in my own head. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm always like that. You know? Sometimes I have everything laid out, and I say, I close my book. I say, what does God want me to do? Sometimes, what God will not want me to do is, eventually might land me there, but will take me through some things. I have seen it over and over again. But I love the way God deals with me. I love it like that. Hallelujah. Alright, Acts chapter 9. So it was like God speaks to everybody. This is Paul. And Saul was one, yet breathing out threatenings. Imagine when someone is breathing out threatenings. He's not just saying it. His very life is threatening to the believer. When Paul breathes out, people die. That's what Bill said some years ago. He's breathing out threatenings. See, that means for every oxygen he inhales and carbon dioxide he exhales, people are dying. That's the way Bill Connicker color and paint things. I love him. I love him. One of the. Sometimes you don't agree with people on doctrine, but you must be smart to know who is consecrated. Amen. There are people who do not agree on the same teachings, the same. That's not the reason to fight. That's not the reason to quarrel with anybody. Hallelujah. Amen. I love Pastor Nathaniel Bassett. Do we teach the same things? I don't think so. I don't think so. But do I love him very well? Baba Delvan. Spotify was telling me that I listened to him. In fact, 100% more than the next person. Who was Josie Oyeko? I don't think both of them put together. I don't think we agree on the same things. You know? But then, that's just it. So, if I say Gwilia Kone, Baba Gwilia Kone, don't bother. You know some people, when you mention things, they're going to start listening to the teachings. I pity you. I mean, who will stop you? Me. Like lie. Hallelujah. Alright, so Paul breathing out threatenings. You see, that's where he gets his teaching from. I'm going to listen now. About some years ago, I mentioned a preacher like name. So someone said, Interfaith is a bad example. It was a hold on that closed the teachings. Curiosity kills the cat more than 9 times. Alright, so we said, Paul bring out threatenings. So he was about to go kill. But what happened? In verse 2, and desired letters from Damascus to the synagogue. So that he can kill them, really. In verse 3, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. Suddenly there was a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So, Jesus is talking to someone who is killing his people. So he can talk to me. If God can talk to Paul, who was killing people. Remember when Stephen was in stoned? We have history very well. This is Acts 9. Just Acts 7. When Stephen was being stoned, Paul was the one that is helping people hold back. He was one saying, don't worry. None of your bags will get lost here. You are doing a good thing. Go and stone that guy. Have you met people like that before? They are the originator of the protest. Go and drop your bag. You, what's your number? Number 2. Okay, I know you. They were stoning Stephen. Paul is saying, nobody's bag will get lost. Yet, Jesus spoke to me. God is talking to you. So how can a believer, who is a child of God, who is born of God, now say, I have not heard God's voice. He's not saying anything. God, why are you quiet? He's not quiet. Imagine
someone who was born deaf, saying, why is everybody quiet? When they talk, they just do, they are not talking. They are talking. You are deaf. I gave you the illustration last week, right? Last week, of people who use earpiece a lot. My mom would say, that earpiece is the reason why you have stomachache. You know, you are playing game. I remember when this their game, Space Impact, first came out. I used to play it on my mom's phone. In fact, I still remember a number. So, I used to play it on my mom's phone. And whenever I'm playing it, so at night, like, next day, I have stomach. But don't take phone later. And you wonder, why? How did my pressing of phone or my using of earpiece, where I used to listen to radio, how did it affect my stomach? Thank you. Hallelujah. But there are people that, when they are on headphones, there was a man who said this, the train crushed him at Oshodi. That he was using, I'm wondering what kind of earpiece is that one. Now, is village people customized AirPod Pro Max Debt. AirPod Pro Debt. How can you listen? Train! Train does not just give you a sound, it gives you effect. You know what I'm talking about? Except it's baby train. You know baby train? Normal BT now. You watch Instagram too much. Alright. There was one baby train, my dad and brother last month. We're even running. We're at the rail. We went to the railway, what do you call it? Arena. At Oshodi. So there was a train coming and we were on the rail and there was traffic. we have nations to reach. When the train passed, this one cannot crush us. Very small train. If we push it very well, it will fall off the rail. Very small baby train. Amen. Alright. You know, so they said the earpiece killed the man that he could not hear the train and he was at the rail. Was he blind too? Does he have proprioceptive issues? He cannot feel, he doesn't know where he is. He cannot feel pressure. There are a lot of questions to ask. He cannot see people running. Typical Nigeria, if you see people running, you don't even need to know why. Right? If this all right now, if I just start running, or I just run, all the way, you will struggle to get out of that door. They will break glasses. Then anybody will see door. What is chasing you? You don't know. So, I'm wondering, why would he die from that? So, imagine that kind of person that could die from train. Train is blaring. The horn is blaring. People are running. And he says, nobody is talking. No. Your ears are blocked. My ears are not blocked. So, the issue is not God not talking. The same God that was talking to Samuel was talking to the sons of Eli. They just could not hear. So, God speaks to everyone. If he can talk to Paul, who was killing Christians, he can talk to anybody. If he can talk to Cain, who was the first person who demonstrated the effect of sin, he can talk to anybody. Hallelujah. And he's talking to me. So, Jesus says, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus who you persecute. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And trembling and astonished, he said, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city. It shall be told you what you must do. And God gave him his word. Now, I wrote in my notes, and I want to just share with you, that there comes a time in the life of a man when God gives you his word that turns your life around. You must look for it. And you must keep looking for it. This changed Paul's life totally. Gave him something to live and die for. Until you have that thing, don't stop. Something to live and die for. There are instructions that God gives that set a man for life. He just gives you purpose. He just gives you purpose. I've got purpose. Oh, God is leading me to purpose. He's leading me to purpose. So, Paul now recounts this encounter in Acts 26. Learning something? So, firstly, we have recognized that God speaks to everyone. How much more? The believer. Who is his temple? If he's speaking to everyone out of his temple, how much more the temple? The temple ought to hear more. Amen. Amen. It ought to be louder on our side. It's louder. Oh, God's voice is louder. 2024. I'm not led by my feelings. I'm not led by my emotions. I'm not led by logic. I'm not led by my education. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am led by the Spirit of God. I know what to do part time. I'm not gasping for direction. He leads me by His Spirit. He leads me by His Word. Yeah, yes, He does. Yes, He does. So Paul now recounts his experience of Acts 9. In Acts 26, in verse 14, when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me. Now, there are some people when they are narrating their experience, they exaggerate it. Amen. There's this guy I saw online. I don't know. I don't want to say his name, so I don't know how to say. Pastor recommended him. But he used to just exaggerate things. In fact, that was not exaggerating. He lies. The 3 hours, not one bed. You can say, okay, you know the person I'm talking about. Like 372 people just came. I just see like this. The 100 cocoa lobby. Okay. But Paul was not like that. Amen. Now someone said, ah, give it to me. Give it to me. I'm not going to say anything. He says, when the light came from heaven, we heard a loud voice. After we were fallen to the end, I heard a loud voice speaking unto me and saying, in the Hebrew tongue. So we started looking at the Hebrew tongue. And the word tongue there, we said there are two words used for tongue in the New Testament Greek. There's the word glossa. Not nosa. Glossa. G-L-O-S-S-A. Tongue. Which is the same word you find in Acts chapter 2 verse 4. When they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, they began to speak with other tongues. Acts 2-4. They began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Now, I said, when you use glossa, glossa necessarily does not demand a feedback. Listen, glossa means I said something. You know, I don't have to say, how many of you have, a visitor came to your house, and he wanted to give you part of their food or their drink, and your mom spoke to you without saying anything. If it has not happened to you before, you are not Nigerian. Very specifically, you are not Yoruba. My mom asked languages. Like, if the eye goes to the right, we know what it means. It goes to the left, we know what it means. Is that serious? It just does like this. If you connect, there's one Elijah that is in the house. She brings food. So one day I just collected the food and I started opening it. I took meat. I'm always a fan of meat. Meat, fish, turkey, anything, protein. So I just opened it. Imagine if this was just giving you food. You are doing eat something, one of the eats. So I just put the cover. I hate it. And one of the junior. I was like, you gonna like any. So I thought that was permission. I said, I'm gonna like it, I'm gonna like it. I took the second one. R.I.P. I got the video of my life. Now, when your mom does like this, which might mean go inside, right? Are you required to say anything? Huh? So, but if she says something, but if her lips move, no. So, I can communicate without a response. That is a glossa. It's a tongue. So, it says, they were all filled with Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. If your own is speaking in tongues to you, are you required to say anything? What will you say? You see drama. Both of you are stupid. You don't understand what you are saying. What are you saying? Because the Bible clearly says, when a man speaks in tongues, no man understands, even the one speaking. So what is now, what are you trying to fake that both of you understand? I say, we are men of the Spirit. I saw one online. Two people, singers. Are you stupid people? Two stupid people. You're not spiritual. You're trying to form eyes of, say, we have touched God. You only did touch him. No one understands. That would be stupid. It's a glossa. It does not require a response. You see signboard. Signboard points arrow. Go out or go home. I gave you an example last week. The fourth time I was going to Ibadan from Lagos and I saw Ibadan. Lagos Island. You know that place? Where's that place again? That's what do you call that area? Is that, that's towards Bega? Yeah, I'm not going to go to Bega at all. Huh? Oworo, Jota, okay, whatever you want to call it. I don't know the road. So, you see Ibadan arrow, straight. Lagos is like this. So someone says, that's go home or go out. I will choose home every time. Amen. You know, it's the park where they wrote Ibadan. That park. Thank you, signboard. Thank you for the direction. Now, the signboard, you expected to respond to it. But did he say something to you? That's a glossa. Is it making sense? A communication that necessarily does not require a response. So there are two words we said for tongue, right? A glossa, which you see when you're looking at the gifts of the Spirit. Oftentimes, tongue, they spoke in tongues. You were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. You know, wherever you see that, you see a glossa where something is communicated, but necessarily does not require a feedback. Now, the other word for a tongue is dialectos. D-I-A-L-E-K-T-O-S. That is a conversation. So, in a dialectos, I'm not just going to speak to you. I require you saying something back to me. Is it making sense? So, when Paul says, he spoke to me in an Hebrew tongue, that was a dialectos. That is, when Jesus was speaking to me, I said something back. Did we see that in Acts 9? Eh? Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he says, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, who you persecute. It's hard for you to kill him. He said, what can I do, Lord? Can you see? A dialectos. Call and response, if you inquire. Right? God is saying something, and he requires you to say something. So it shows you that the way God speaks to us is in a conversatory manner. God speaks to you in a language you can understand, and in a language you can talk back. Is it making sense? Same way you speak to God. So when you speak in tongues, there's no man understands. Albeit in the Spirit, who God is Spirit, right? By the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Is it making sense? So he says he speaks to God. He does not speak to any man, but he speaks to God, right? 1 Corinthians 14, the man speaks in tongues, speaks to God. So that glossa, albeit it is glossa to man, is dialectos to God. I don't understand what I just said now. So, to man, it does not require feedback. I can be talking to you in tongues. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to God. But God understands, and God can give me a reply. Is it making sense? Come on, is it making sense? Right. So, we said, Paul says, God spoke to him, Acts 26, in a conversatory manner. In an Hebrew tongue. In a tongue I could reply in. Because sometimes we think that God speaks in strange voices. We think that, if God is going to talk to me, maybe I will now require another person to interpret it. If you will require another person to interpret it, God probably was not the one talking. I recall about 8 years ago, is it 8 or 7? Not too far. You know, so someone came to me and he said that God has told him that I'm the one, that was 2016, that God told him that I'm the one that will interpret something to him. So he wrote it down, he, like a tongue. Wrote it down. I mean, you can be careful. You don't understand. I was just reading it like Arabic. So he wrote it down. Almost a page. Who interpret this one? So as I was saying it, something like a book like this. That's why I'm calling it in. So he wrote many things. So I said, what should I do? He said, God told me specifically that you're the one that will interpret it. I said, go and meet God that he has not taught me this one. I said, if I give anything, a lamba. Eh? He said, no, just say anything. I said, yeah, now. If you party local or your neighbor, if you want to hear anything, because you are stupid like this now. Are you paying? Because God speaks to me in familiar, relatable voices. That's why you must be careful who you listen to. It's not balanced diet. It's not nutritional to say, yeah, oh, I'm listening to 6 people so that I can grow. No, eventually it leads to constipation. Not balanced diet, balanced toilet. Hallelujah. You must be careful. Because the way God uses familiar voices, the devil can snatch it. Devil can snatch it. I've had a friend lead me to pray before. And because of her, I was just praying. I think I was praying for about 3 days. I was just praying. Gave me the prayer focus. On the third day, the same friend, the same person, she might be aware, she might not be aware. Just say something. I said, listen to yourself again. So what did I say? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say, I'm sorry. I should not have said that. That's not proper. I was able to bring back. When devil is speaking to someone, then is that like spiritual slap? Say it again. Say it again. Then listen to yourself. Say it again. You know, if Judas told someone, I said, I want to sell the master. And the rest, they say it again. The Pharisees came and they offered money. I was thinking of just giving the master to them. Say it again. It's true. I don't know if I've said that before. It's true.
will make sense.
Aha. That's spiritual resetting. Because the same way God uses familiar voices, devil can also. So you have to be discerning. Whose voice is this exactly? What will the voice of God sound like? Something you understand. Something you can ask the question on. Something you can relate with. Familiar voices, familiar dialect. Eli and Samuel, David and Nathan. For Lot, it was Abraham. For Peter, it was Jesus. For the seven churches, it was their pastors. Relatable, close voices. Like I said, the devil also works like that. The devil also works like that. When he wants to serve poison, if he serve poison in your food that you don't like, you will not even know it's poison. Why? Because you don't take it. Some people like ogbono. You can do anything for ogbono, and you can do ogbono for anything. Only for ogbono, jawe. So if they put poison there, you have even taken it. Because if I drink a deadly thing, I have drunk whatever that means. Hallelujah. Watch. This year, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch. Watch. Watch for poisons. Watch. Are you listening to me? Watch. Watch as the devil also mask as an angel of light. As an angel of light. Amen. Pray for Master Close. So we said, the voice of God, we look at a glossa versus a dialectus. Have you? How does God speak to us? Eh? In a dialectus. Conversatory, relatable, familiar voices. Is it making sense? So, when you hear yourself, sometimes you hear yourself and say, can this be God? Because you expect that God would speak in KJV. Thou art my son. My son. Too much drama is in your blood. So you think that the way God speaks, my son, my son, my son. Who the hell talks like that? Have you heard someone that talks like that? It's only in movies where they read scripts. And my father is dying. My son. My son. My son. Chukugazi. I'm trying. Aha. That's a movie. God does not talk like that. God does not call your name 3 times. I told someone one time. He's a pastor. There's someone called him brother. And he was angry. So he wanted to introduce himself. He said, my name is Pastor Sam. So I said, so God calls you pastor. Stop. My name is Tamar. Amen. And some people don't want to be digging by. Want to be called a digging. He cannot call you anything as work again. My name is Dickin. Dickin. God does not call you Deacon, does he? Because that's what I mean. We think that's the way God talks. Thou shalt rise. Thou shalt go to the eastward. God will not say that. God will say, go to Oshodi. Amen. Even if you use slang very well. Remember the first track of this game. So if you use slang a lot, God is going to speak to you in slang. Because that is your dialectus. Are you listening to me? If you use slang a lot, you are someone that use words like Bera, Mafo, God I want to tell you that don't be afraid. And you say, the Mafo, oh mommy, Mafo. You say, I reject the devil's voice. No, that sounds like you. That's not the devil. That sounds like you. That's you. Amen. Oh, we think God cannot talk like that. He can. He very well can. Amen. Amen. Doesn't he speak in KJV? God can speak to you in Yoruba. He can speak to you in French, if you understand French. Not like me. I signed up for one French class. I quit it with my own hands. I said, take the money. Amen. In order to kill me. The next level was that. God cannot talk to me in French. We are in trouble with Jesus. I will not understand his plan, neither will you. Amen. Familiar, relatable voices. And we receive that this year. We are obedient children. The light shines on our paths.
who, as he speaks to us about his plans and purpose, we know what to do and where to go and how to do it, when to do it. We are familiar with times. We have knowledge of times. You know, he puts his sun, the sun for time, for signs and seasons, the moon for signs and seasons, the stars. We are familiar with them. When God speaks to us, we know to respond. We know to obey. His voice is clear to us. The devil does not snatch it. In the name of Jesus, our ears are sharpened. Not to listen to the stranger. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. The voice of the stranger, they will not follow. And it makes me think that means there could be believers who follow the voice of the stranger, who are oblivious, who are ignorant of the devices of the devil, how the devil speaks. I've told you before that the devil is never going to tell you don't go to church. Never. He's never going to tell you don't pray. Nah. He's going to tell you something else that will look like God. Like, instead of praying, so the entire church is praying by, say, 5 o'clock, we are meeting in church to pray. You know what the devil is going to say? Why not just use that time to consecrate yourself? Just stay alone, hear my voice. You're going to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Does that sound like God? Come on, does that sound like God? Let me try better. You're going to spend this time alone. This is what I want you to do now. You're going to hear my voice. You need to just take time to consecrate yourself. And so you start. And then someone passes and says, long time. They call him this and say, I wasn't even meant to go to church. He just said, let me just do some things. You there watching? But where were you meant to be? In church. But if the devil tells you, if you hear a voice and say, man of church, what are you doing here? Are you going to say God? No, you're going to say, no, it's the devil. Get behind me. But the devil doesn't sound like that. You know how it sounds? As is it not a written, he will give his angels charge over you. Familiar voice. The voice of David. He's the son of David that he's talking to. The seed of David. He knows David very well. He quoted David in Matthew 22. He said, Christ, whose son is he? He said, then how then did David by the Spirit say, the Lord said to my Lord, see that my man and my enemy is your footstool. So Jesus had read David. It was a familiar voice to him of how God led him. And the devil came and said, is it not written? He will give his angels charge over you. You will not dash your feet against the throne. Guess what some believers are doing? You didn't get it. You say, yes, ride on. The devil should ride on. But the devil not ride on in your life. Jesus descended. This is not God. You will not tempt the Lord your God. Hallelujah. We must erase our discernment this year. We must erase it. It's by prayer. It's by fasting. Is that clear? It's by prayer, it's by fasting. These things will not come by prayer, but by prayer and fasting. Where you know what God is saying. He said, if you are the son of God, turn these stones to bread. Turn these stones to bread. Come on. Then the devil must have given, you know, concordance. Ref. You told me four. Ref. Giving instances. God did this now. God is the God of the hard things. He makes the way in the wilderness. He makes springs to spring forth in the desert. He parted the sea. You can turn the stones to bread. Now, if someone tells you that he passed the sea, Elijah, chariot of fire, he fed Israel for 40 years. And the next God said, turn the stones to bread. Are you not going to be tempted to? Because that's a familiar voice. That's a familiar voice. I wanted to end this teaching last week, but God asked me to talk about the devil snatching familiar voices. And so, in the leading of the Spirit, we must raise our discernment. And discernment comes by the Word of God, by prayer, by fasting. So you must raise your levels of the Word of God. Some believers don't know the Word of God. Now you hear stupid things that some Christians say. Everyone have those words themselves. Where is this in the Bible? The book of Abraham. What's in the Bible now? What's in the Bible? Everyone have those words themselves. If you help yourself, if I have helped myself, why should everyone help me? I've helped myself already. It's a stupid word. Hallelujah. We walk by the Spirit. We don't walk by the flesh. Because one of the things the devil is going to do this year is going to paint himself as an angel of light. That has drowned many. That's drowned many. Because they feel it's God talking. They feel it's God speaking. And it's not God. And it's not God. But we know His voice. Oh, we know His voice. We know His voice. We are sharp. We are sharp. In the name of Jesus, our faculties are sensitive. Yes. 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 We know His voice. We know His voice. We are led by His Spirit. We know His voice. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. We are led by the Spirit of the Living God. We are not stupid people. The devil does not paint himself. No, we discern. We discern. We separate darkness from light. We separate darkness from light. We separate darkness from light. As we feed on God's word, as we listen for instructions, we separate darkness from light. Oh, as we pray, as we fast, oh, we separate darkness from light. We separate darkness from light. His word is clear to us. His direction is clear to us. We are not gasping for hope. We are not gasping for direction. We know the voice of the shepherd, and we follow through. Pray for yourself tonight. I'm led by the Spirit of God. We are praying for discernment tonight. We are praying for discernment.
Jesus, Word of God, speak unto me. I believe. To me, Jesus, Word of God, my discernment is heightened. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Increase it by prayer. Increase it. Increase it. This is not how to increase it, though. It's a fight. Shall not eat of every tree that is in the midst of the garden. As God said, almost like a follow up. I separate life from darkness. Oh, it's easy for me. The voice of the stranger I will not follow. The voice of the stranger I will not follow.
I can understand the strange voice. I will not follow.
in dreams, in visions, in meetings, in everyday living. When the devil talks, I fish him out. I fish him out. I fish him out easily. I fish him out easily. I fish him out easily. Because I'm born of the Spirit of God. I'm born of the Spirit of God. I'm not stupid. As your Spirit speaks to me, with my own heart, and my answer will be yes. Oh, yes. 1 minute more. As your Spirit speaks to me, with my own heart, and my answer will be yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and you. 2024 is another year. The voice of God is clear to me. I'm not drowned in human wisdom. I'm not drowned in logic. In feelings and emotions, in superstitions, the voice of God is my compass, and His leading is clear to me. This week is His clear. My decisions are decisions of the Spirit of God. The stranger's voice is strange to me. The stranger's voice is strange to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Our discernment is sharpened. Amen.